white with orange outline. Lakers in their home whites, green letters, black outline, Lakers across their chest with horizontal angled stripes on their shorts with the wheeled L on their left shortlet.
Pretty sharp looking.
Very sharp. New uniforms halfway through the season here. Tipping for Lakers would be Seth Bowles for Vassar, number 32, Jervon Wilson. Lakers moving left to right across your radio as we await the tip, and it's won by Seth Bowles into the hands of Deering, into the hands of Brennan Wisner. Calling the play across the midcourt over to Drew Shore, left wing. Vassar coming out in a zone defense, trapping everywhere. Skip pass to the right corner to Smith, feed it into the opposite corner, out to Scholler. Lakers moving this ball around with speed and precision. Into the corner, Smith, skip pass to the left wing to Scholler, dribbles once into the corner. Deering for the long two, and it's in for 2 points. Deering with the first points of the night. It's 2-0 Lakers.
That was a nice possession, moving that ball.
That's how you break down a zone defense. Vassar on offense. At the point is Jackson Knoll. Over to number 21, Caleb Weisenberger. Back to Knoll, gets a screen from Boger. At the left wing against Smith, dribbles into the free throw line, nothing there, now tries again. Down to the low post, and it's coughed up, and here come Lakers. 2-0, we've played 1 minute. Drew Scholler, two Bowles at the left elbow. Down to Wisner on the baseline, to Smith in the paint, puts it up, off the glass, can't get it to fall, and is rebounded by Bogert. Here comes Vassar. 2-0, 6:51 left in the first. Vassar trails. Bogert over to Knoll. Down the baseline on the right side. Can't get the layup to fall. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Smith.
I'll tell you, Knoll has a great move to the hoop.
Yes, he does. And it's nearly stolen as Deering is nearly pickpocketed by Wilson. Into the low post. Seth Bowles. Jump shot no good. Rebound finally brought in by Bogert. Can't hang on to it, and it falls out of bounds off the doors on the far side of the gymnasium. The second turnover for Vassar on the night, and the Lakers will get it underneath their own hoop. 2-0, 6:24 left in the first quarter in Laker country. Wisner inbounding for the Lakers with a two-point lead. Into Deering, left wing to Bowles in the corner. Skip past the Scholler, right wing into the right corner to Smith. Back out to Scholler. Vassar on the zone defense, and we have a block going to be called against Jervon Wilson. This is the first foul of the night, first against Jervon Wilson. Laker ball right in front of us. Of course, big thanks goes out to the Laker athletic staff here, and of course the entire administration for setting us up right at midcourt. As typically in the past, we've been stuck in a corner. You only see about three quarters of the court.
This is the place
to be.
This
is fantastic. On the baseline, Deering out to Wisner, to Scholler on the left wing, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Wisner. At the right elbow, feeds it in, and it's a tip over to Smith, saves it to the left wing, extended. Down to the right block, short corner. Out to Wisner at midcourt. Pass is thrown a little too high, and it's going to result in a turnover. Here comes Vassar. In transition, they can't get it to fall. Weisenberger's layup left hand is no good. Rebound Wisner. And forcing it down to Scholler in the left block. Goes up for it. No good. Rebound brought in by Callahan. Fast pace suddenly for Vassar and Lakers. It's still 2-0 though. We played 2.5 minutes. 5.5 left in the first quarter. Lakers 2. Vassar still scoreless.
Both squads are having problems finding the hoop. But I'll tell you what, it's not for lack of effort.
No kidding. Over to the right wing to Knoll. Going against the other number one, Drew Scholler. Back up to Wilson. Wilson dribbling at the right wing against Smith. To Knoll in the corner against Scholler. Starts his dribble down the baseline. Goes up against Deering. He deflects that one and is brought in by Seth Bowles. Smith in transition to the right block. Puts it off the glass and in for 2 points. 4-point lead for the Lakers. 4-0. 4:55 left in the first quarter. Knoll takes his time across the timeline, right to left across your radio for Vassar, going against Scholler, gets a screen from Bogert to the left wing. Now against Smith at the free throw line. Nothing there. Pass to the left wing, back to Knoll to reset the offense. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. 4-0 Lakers.
Interesting matchup. You have Smith on Knoll. I mean, that's big on Little, but Little is quick.
And just slips the screen all the way down to the left block to Callahan. He misses the wide open layup, was almost too open. And here comes Lakers, fourth defensive board for the green and white tonight. Deering to the right elbow, over to Scholler in the right corner, down to the baseline, into Seth Bowles inside the paint. The jump shot, and he gets the floater to go. Seth Bowles with his first points tonight extends the Laker lead out to 6-0. 4:08 left in the first quarter. Three subs coming in for Vassar in the next dead ball. Over to the left wing. That would be over to Weisenberger. Back out to Knoll. 2 feet from midcourt. Shoulder guarding him from a distance over to the right wing. Back out to Bogert. Bogert at the right wing to Wilson. Wilson pump fakes. Still dribbling at the right wing against a much shorter shoulder. Skip pass to the left wing to Knoll against Smith. Starts his dribble. Lefting down the lane, and Smith blocks it from behind. Saved, though, by Knoll on the rebound out to Wilson for three off the mark, and long rebound brought in by Wisner. Wisner goes coast to coast, and the layup falls. Wisner with 2 points. That's four scores for Lakers, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Jacob Mayhew and Vassar. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
.320 left in the first quarter. Vassar, after a 30-second timeout, trails 8-0. They have yet to score. We've nearly played 5 minutes as Noah at the top of the key. At the right elbow now, kicks it into the corner, little off the mark. Wilson saves it deep in the corner against Scholler. 3 minutes left, still 8-0 Lakers. Bogert from 25 feet against Smith at the right wing. Starts his dribble over to Noel for three, left wing. It's up, off the mark, no good. And we have a whistle, and this looks like it'll be a foul against Vassar on the rebound.
This might be on Ricardo Macon.
That's the new man in. That would be number 22, Stephen Hecht. His first, team's second. Subbing in for it to be Ricardo Macon. Number 24, Logan Nelson. And that the third number will be number 22, of course, Stephen Hecht, who just picked up the foul. Scholler on the right wing for Lakers. Still 8-0. 2:44 left in the first. Wisner at the left wing. Up to Deering. To the right wing to Smith. Smith surveys. Out to the right elbow to Seth Bowles. Pivoting down to the low post. He gets his own loose ball. And Smith can't hang on to it. Finally, he brings it in. Wisner at the right wing. Stops short in the short corner. Puts up the jump shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Macon. Here comes Vassar. And he's pickpocketed down to the corner. And Deering's going the other way. Third turnover for Vassar compared to Lakers 1. It's 8-0, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Deering skip pass to the corner to Braden Smith. To Wisner, resets the offense. Ricardo Mason keeping him close. Jump stop into the lane is Wisner, kicks it out to Scholler. He goes into the lane, the left the hand, the layup from the left side is in, off the glass for 2 points. It's a 10-point lead for Lakers. It's 10-0 with 1:50 left in the first quarter.
Five different Lakers have scored. Talk about distribution.
No kidding. We've only seen five players on the court, too. Knoll at the left wing goes all the way down to the baseline, and it is blocked by Wisner. Going the other way. Rebound Bowles. Seth Bowles. Wisner now gets the ball back at the right block. Goes up strong, and it goes in for 2 points. When it rains, it pours, and it's 12-0 now for the Lakers. 1:20 left in the first quarter. And we have a block called against Lakers as Macon went down the right side of the lane and he was interfered with. Ball goes against Brennan Wisner. That's his first. Team's first. Vassar ball out of bounds. And a whole platoon comes in for the Lakers as Knoll sits down, replaced by number 3, Abraham Serta, as is number 23, Alec Gant. He's in. So let's get through these Lakers. We have number 2. That would be James Dubes, just moved up tonight. Troy Chappell, number 22, that would be Mason Pasek, moved up for a few games now. Number 14, Nick Siegfried. We have a whistle on the inbound, and it appears it will still be Vassar ball underneath their own hoop, and the fifth man out there is the sophomore, Corey Manenti. 1:15 left in the first, and we have a